Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here, Jen. So
Why
don't we reset the segment that we're doing on psychics, and then you could tell us all about yours.
Okay. Well, everybody is going to see a psychic, or in my case, a medium, and I think yours was a medium too, didn't you say?
I'm not really sure what mine claimed to be, sort of a jack of all trades.
Okay.
Who are the people that have like a spiritual advisor? Because mine was literally getting advice from her spiritual advisor that I could verbally hear her confirm while I was on the phone.
So she was having a one-sided conversation with somebody else while she was reading you.
Yeah, she would say something like, big things are going to happen for you in August. Right? Okay. All right.
And, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
wow.
And then she'd continue. So I'm not sure what that makes her.
Okay.
That's
crazy.
Cool.
Just kidding. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, we're all getting together with psychics, and we're going to listen to what they predicted basically for the summertime and see at the end of the summer whose psychic was more correct. Are we talking about who they are yet or not? We haven't really said names or anything yet.
You can if you guys would like to.
Mine was a guy named Carl from the bookstore Phoenix and Dragon, not too far from the radio station over here. And he wasn't looking at me a lot, and said he told me that in the beginning. He's like, I'm not going to look at you a lot. And then he also said he was kind of anxious and a little bit nervous because of the recorder being on. So I was supposed to only be there for 30 minutes, but I was there for like an hour and a half. And by the end, he seemed a lot more calm about it. I think maybe he forgot the recorder was on. Okay. So at the beginning, there were some things that were kind of off to me. And then towards the middle and like throughout, it seemed like things were making a little more sense. So okay. I don't know if the waves of the electronics were throwing things off or what was really going on. But because at first he was saying that he was feeling like sensing a grandmother on my mother's side sending a message. But my grandmother on my mother's side is still living. And I talk to her all the time.
Okay.
So that was a little bit off, but he was still going with that. And then there was all kinds of predictions, but I think the ones that Sean pulled were the ones that were for the summertime, kind of the short-term ones. Because he was talking about children and all this stuff sort of long-term. But ones that we focused on in these clips, at least I think so, are the ones that are more short-term.
Okay. And you can just tell me when to pause it whenever you want.
Okay.
I talked to people who've usually crossed. When I called, because I was running behind, older woman, female side of the family, as I'm coming down the road, and I felt grandma instantly on your mom's side of the family trying to talk. I'm not sure if she's gone or not, but that's the way she came through to me on the way, is that she's passed away.
All right, I see you shaking your head. No, right there.
Yeah, because my grandmother on my mom's side is still living.
But it could be
Dee Dee. You guys know her.
What if it's your mom's grandmother?
Yeah.
I mean, your mom's grandmother.
So my grandmother's mom?
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Maybe.
And let her know I'm here. I said, who are you? Grandma, mom's side of the family. When I'm on this side of you, it's usually the female side or the mother's side. This is usually male or father's side of the family. Grandma's cross on mom's side of the family?
She's still here.
Is she got this? Something here going on with her. Can I just...
And he's touching...
I feel there's something heavy in her...
He's making a circle motion around his chest. He feels like there's something heavy on her chest.
Chest. But I just feel like I'm not sure where she's at, if she's anxious.
I'm just so skeptical about all this stuff because some of it is just common sense. Like, if you're talking about older people, most people die of heart failure or...
But the heavy on the chest thing, I mean, your grandmother breastfeeds other women's children, right?
Wet nurse. She could be listening to you right now, Jeff Dollar. Don't you dare say
you
that.
You told us that all the time.
I never did.
Yes, you did.
Dee Dee the wet nurse. Dee Dee, I did not talk about that.
You said that she takes in orphan children and gives them a breast.
Aww.
If she's worried, I'm hearing grandma, as soon as coming down the road, I have to trust that. I also have male side grandfather on dad's side of the family. Two individuals, and I'm not sure. He seems gone. She seems worried. And I'm not sure where the boy is yet. There is a little boy. And I don't think you're going to have it by the end of summer if this is just a summer gig. So I'm just going to say, it's your mom's grandchild. This is a boy. This could be 4 years down the road. I can't say that it's, and I know this is a short period we're talking about. I'm not going to say that he's not here or present. I don't know if you plan on children anytime soon. I see a little boy first. I don't.
See, it goes back to what Bert said, because I'm open to all of this, but sometimes I just wonder, there's so many that do it for a living. I think that sometimes that might cloud something if you do it for a living, and I'm certainly not criticizing him, but I think that if you see a woman who doesn't have a wedding ring on, then I would always assume that most women are going to want to have children in their lives. Now, that's a generalization, but mm-hmm. I think as a psychic, I would say that.
Well, he went children before he went man in my life.
But I'm saying if there was a wedding ring on, he may assume you already have children. So if there's no wedding
ring... When I was sitting there, I actually had my hands like in between my legs sitting in the chair. Like I was protecting my hands so that you couldn't tell or not. And he even said mm-hmm. at one point, it might not be in the part that Sean pulled. He said, I don't know if you're married or not, but...
He makes it safe, too, saying, look, this may not be now. It may be in 4 years. Right. But, I mean, that's
I
pretty safe.
I've always wanted a little boy, so I thought that was kind of cool that it matched up with what he said.
Well, it's a 50-50 shot.
I long for children, it's when I see little boys.
No, if you're married or single, there is a man in your life, correct? Mm-hmm. Because I'm seeing someone taller than yourself, but I'm seeing brown hair. Mm-hmm.
Got that
and
right.
This feels very secure, and I see this way, and this is the way I see it. If I feel a ring on my finger, there's several ways I get it. The ring can feel very tight, as this is restricting. It can feel very loose, as this is not solid. Or it feels very comfortable, and this means it's very, very connected. I feel very comfortable with this individual, and this, can I say engagements to what I'm hearing? I'm not sure if you're married or not, but I'm seeing a ring and I'm hearing engagements. So I'm not sure what your deal is.
He didn't quite get that.
Well, he said he was seeing or feeling engagement, but he's talking about a short term, so.
And I really, but I'm saying whatever this is, I'm hearing engagement.
And what about like the fit of it?
It feels good. Has there been a change of vehicles or you're changing vehicle? Because I'm getting a car change. It's like you're either getting a new car, you're changing, switching this one to another one. I'm not sure what that is. And I'm saying in my head, this is so stupid to say this, but it's like, no, it's this. So you're talking about the summer. This is over the summer. This exchange of cars. Like I feel like you're trading something in and getting a newer car.
Is there any truth to that?
I don't have any plans to. I don't have any plans to trade in my car, but that would be a short-term thing that would be easy to follow mm-hmm. over the summer.
To verify. Mm-hmm. Overall, did you feel like in that 90 minutes he nailed you pretty well, or
was he hitting
at about 50%, 40%?
I feel like it was about 80%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Yeah, definitely.
So it has some credibility.
I think so, yeah. Okay. But a lot of this stuff was like more long-term. And yeah, it was a really good talk. I think I would actually go back and see him again.
Really?
Yeah, he was really, really cool. And we had a really good visit or whatever. Like, he's just got really great energy. As far as the short-term stuff, though, we'll see what happens.
All right, here's how I chose mine. I actually chose it through a friend. She was listening to us talk about this, and she's like, if you haven't picked your psychic yet, I have the one for you. And she told me a story that she didn't even know that this woman was a psychic, but she came into where my friend works. And sort of looked around and said, has your dad passed? And my friend said, yeah. And she said, well, he's sitting in that couch right there.
Oh, wow.
That just gave me goosebumps.
And described him and made them hug each other. And my friend actually felt her father's hug.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that's somebody I'll use right there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who's your friend?
I don't want to say.
A lot of Benjamin?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it was a Benjamin situation. So I'll play mine tomorrow because I spent about 30 minutes on the phone with her yesterday. So I'll play that for you guys tomorrow. Also, tomorrow morning on the show, of course, it's going to happen at 7:15 again tomorrow.
Yeah, $1,000. If you need that for your 4th of July holiday, all you've got to do is listen at 7:15 and be caller 100 when Bert tells you to call. It's that easy. You don't have to sign up online or listen for a name or anything like that. You just call at 7:15 tomorrow morning and we're giving somebody $1,000.
We may have a love lost and found to do tomorrow.
Cool. I like those.
I believe it's a dude that met a woman. Mm-hmm. That he feels like they had some kind of connection or what have you, but didn't get her phone number. So he's going to come on, describe her to us, tell us where she works and stuff like that, or at least give us some characteristics that maybe somebody listening.
And destiny will prevail.
Destiny will take over, much like it did with Cameron and Wendy this morning.
Right. You should call him and just see what he looks like.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening today. Oh, before we take off. Good morning, Q100.
Hi. I was calling about Jen's trip to the psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went to the same guy.
Yeah.
And he said the exact same stuff to me.
Oh, no.
Yes, he did. He said, you're on your mother's side, your grandmother, and he did like the circle around the chest, something like this. And I said, no, she's still alive, and there's nothing wrong with her heart. And he said, I don't know if you're married or not, but he's a taller gentleman with brown hair. And I said, yes, of course he's,
oh my God,
taller,
Jen,
because
your boyfriend's,
you know,
cheating on you.
So, yeah, I wouldn't spend any more money going to him because he talked about my car, because I am pretty sure he saw me drive up in a car. And he said, I'm seeing a silver car. He goes, I know it's stupid to talk about a car, but I'm just letting you know that, you know, I see you in like a silverish car.
He didn't say color. No, you know, actually, he did say color. He said that I would be in a red car by the end of the summer.
Well, I just think it's funny that he happened to do the same thing. And he, it sounds just like him. But I don't know if, it's got to be the same guy because it was at the same bookstore. He was like sock deep. It was in this little room.
Yeah, your truth is your truth, Jen Hobby. Okay? If you want to believe, then believe.
Yeah. I want to get one of those X-Files poster that says, I want to believe. So, you know.
I really am feeling a lot of confidence in Melissa Psychic.
Oh, yeah.
Now?
Psychic Maybe.
Psychic Maybe really lets you kind of write your own story.
You interpret it.
It's like choose your own adventure for grown-ups.
It's Psychic Mad Libs.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
you put in your own.
Melissa,
Miss Carter, I need a noun, please.
You may or may not have a good... whatever's coming up, it may or may not be good.
I need an adverb, please, an adverb.
Yes, tomorrow's show will be, I need a verb. Tomorrow's show will be verb, give me a verb.
And you need an adjective.
Running.
Fun. Is that
fun.
A verb?
No, that's an adjective. I need an adjective. I'm sorry, that's for a verb. I'm a bad Mad Lib psychic. Maybe I'm not a good psychic by Mad Lib.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, we got to talk to Anne, is not her real name. So, fake name Anne. She also needs to be on the Voice Disguiser, Sean. And Anne, I've told your story, but you've got a lot of breaks, a lot of content that you need to fill in.
Okay.
Hey, Anne.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you speak up nice and loud for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Anne was married on April 25th.
Okay.
Today is July 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if it's tonight or tomorrow night will be the first night that she spends with her husband since being married.
What? So you're consummating the marriage a few months after you got married.
So Eventually, yes.
Okay.
And is very nervous about it.
Okay, yeah. Why?
Well, okay, it's sort of a long story, but, the night of our wedding, following the reception, my sister got in a really bad car accident.
Mm. Okay.
And when my husband and I got to our honeymoon suite at the hotel, I guess my mom had called their to leave a message for us. And we left the hotel. We went straight to the hospital. And, my sister was in emergency surgery, and she was going to have to stay in the hospital for a couple of days, and they were running all these different tests. And, I wanted to stay with her that night in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband, he went back to the hotel to get, all of our stuff together because we were going to leave for our honeymoon the next day to Italy. And, I figured I was just going to maybe have to stay with her for like 2 or 3 days. And he was going to go ahead and go on to Italy. And then I was just going to come up and meet with him a day or two later.
Okay.
So he left. So you guys got married on Saturday. Then he leaves for your honeymoon, but you end up with your intention is going a couple days later.
And let me pause you for a second. So leading up to the wedding, had you all been together while you dated?
We never slept together.
So you've never slept together. Okay, gotcha. So now the plan, he in Italy, you with your sister.
And what was just out of curiosity, why did he decide to go ahead to Italy rather than stay with you and your sister?
Well, the thing is like we couldn't have that many people in the room anyway, and it's like a weird timeshare sort of thing, and we were like, okay, well, if you don't go, then we're going to lose the vacation completely, so why don't you just go relax for a day or two, because, work was crazy for him leading up to the wedding and all this different kind of stuff. And then I'll just come join you. Like, I didn't see any point in him, hanging out in Atlanta for 2 or 3 days when I wasn't really going to be seeing him or talking to him anyway.
Okay. I think that's fair.
And he's from San Antonio. He doesn't actually live. I'm from Atlanta, so, we had the wedding there. So, he would have just been, hanging out doing nothing. Like, all of his friends would have already gone back to Texas. His family would have already gone back to Texas. And he would not really had much to do.
Okay. All right. So the plan was you're there for a couple of days. He's in Italy. So what happened next?
Okay. So then after that, he gets there to Atlanta. To Italy. I'm in Atlanta, and it's taking a little bit longer than I think it's going to, and we start to realize, I might not be making it there at all. Mm. And if I do, it might just be like for a day. And he's been having a lot of sort of work issues. There's been a lot of layoffs and stuff at his job. So he decides, I'm just going to go back to San Antonio and I'm going to work. And then, when everything's okay with your sister, you just, come down to San Antonio and everything will be fine. And we decided, we'll do a honeymoon another day.
Were y'all living in two different states before you got married?
We were for a majority of the time, yeah.
So you had a long distance relationship, then you got married. Okay.
So he just
explains.
So if we're taking all this, assuming that a honeymoon is going to be like a week long or 2 weeks long or whatever. So he goes out to Italy, then he goes back to San Antonio. So now we're still at the beginning of May.
He flew into Atlanta, and then I met up with him and saw him like at the airport for like a couple hours during his layover before he flew to San Antonio.
And y'all didn't go to the bathroom. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So
then, airport loving.
So.
Sorry,
so I was just going to say, so we've got 2 months then between all of May and all of June.
So your sister's in really serious condition, and so she's recovering during this time, and that's why you can't really leave.
Then right after my sister starts to do better, my mother ends up having some health problems.
Oh, okay.
So, I wanted to stay with her and make sure she was okay, just because the plan was that, after our wedding, we were going to move to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to definitely be, away from my family, at least, pretty considerable distance for, a pretty long time. I mean, it's not like I couldn't have just gone back, but it was, it's easier for me to just stay a little while longer than to be coming back and forth or for there to have been an emergency. And
right, of course. And I'm curious, so, you know, you said that he went back to San Antonio to work, so he didn't come back to see you on weekends or anything, or
well,
you know?
Well, you know, we tried to get together a couple times, and the thing about it that was strange is, like, with my sister, you know, thinking she could have died, and then my mom having sort of her health starting to fail. I don't know. It started to make me feel like maybe I got married too soon. Maybe I hadn't lived enough of my life. I don't know. And I started, all these sort of strange feelings started to build up, and it got to the point where I kind of started to avoid him.
Really?
That's not good.
So no. how long have... is it safe to assume that your sister and mother are now healthy enough that you could have gone to San Antonio weeks ago?
Yeah.
Really?
Why are you avoiding him? That makes no sense.
No, I just started having all this anxiety about it. And I'm leaving to go to San Antonio today.
Okay.
I'm driving down there with the last of... you know, our things and my stuff that I've had here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving down there.
Okay.
And I don't know if part of this anxiety has been because we have never, you know, consummated our marriage. And I don't know. I totally think now that I did meet the right person. I did marry the right person. You know, those were just feelings I had a couple weeks ago.
So,
I'm confused, I guess, because this should be a really exciting time. Like, you would think that most people who just got married and you haven't been able to be together, and yes, you had family issues, and fortunately they worked out for the best, but, I mean, I'd be driving 100 miles an hour to San Antonio to see my husband, and you seem very reluctant.
I know, it's so strange, and I had this really weird dream the other night that I was, like, on my way to San Antonio and just, you know, made a Yui and, like, go up to Chicago and changed my name and never saw him again.
Wow. Well, I think there is something strange about you guys not seeing each other. There is some sort of avoidance going on, because even though your sister was sick, and I admire the fact that you wanted to be close there for the family, you could have gotten away for a couple of days at some point in the last couple months.
Yeah. I mean, we tried to, like, there was a point where I was going to come down there.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I don't mean to interrupt, but you're trying to, like, I agree with Jen. That's why I asked about him coming up for the weekend. Like, even like, oh, honey, you're so exhausted with your family. Let me just take you away from the hospital for a little bit, or take away from the home, and let's just spend some, I mean, even if you didn't consummate, at least spend time together. You didn't do that.
Has he brought this up to you? Because I would imagine that it's at least been addressed.
I mean, we haven't talked about it as far as it being, you know, a sexual thing that I'm nervous about. But, you know, I think he's just trying so hard to be really patient with me. And this is kind of a, you know, a crap way to start everything off.
So he spent a week in Italy by himself. And
do it by, like,
been by himself for
I don't
months.
Know, making me feel guilty.
Hang on, okay. Ann? Hey, Lisa, welcome to The Bird Show. Oh,
thank
hold on.
You. Good what, morning.
Go ahead. Ann can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm curious how y'all met. My husband and I lived in Kansas City, Missouri, and he lived in Atlanta, Georgia area. And I'm the one that chose to relocate and leave my entire family. The only person I had down here was my husband. This was 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of your jitters could be just a relocation of, I'm leaving everything that I'm comfortable with and everybody that I know. Mm-hmm. But how did y'all meet?
We actually met, funny enough, in San Antonio at another friend, like at a mutual friend's wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, we met there, hit it off. It was one of those week-long weddings where there's all those, like, free party festivity things, and so we just...
Those things are annoying and expensive.
Yeah, so we just sort of started hanging out, and, you know, when I came back to Atlanta after that wedding, you know, it was really, we wanted to see each other all the time, and we did, and we used to be really good about going back and forth and him coming to Atlanta and me going down to San Antonio to see each other. But then, you know, after we got engaged and then the last 2 months, just because the economy's been so bad, things have been rude with his job. So it's also inhibited our meeting up with one another because he's had so many obligations at work. So I kind of also, I think, took advantage of that, saying to him, well, I know you kind of need to stay. It's okay. You don't have to come up and, you know, that kind of thing.
Why do you think that you're reserved about it? Like, if you really got in touch with what that feeling is, do you feel like you shouldn't have married him?
No, I do think that I should have married him. I do think that was right. And I hadn't thought about it, but what that woman had just said about relocating, I mean, maybe that's part of it. Maybe I'm putting off something that's making me nervous and something that I'm, you know, on some level scared of. It's not like I'm going to a different country, you know. It's not like I don't know, I don't speak a different language there. It's not that.
Well, it is.
I am a little nervous about knowing that.
It is Texas.
Well, Texas is a different country.
Hey, Bob.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hey, I got a comment for that girl. Hey, you know, you ever stop to think about, you know, about your husband's feelings? You know, that guy, he's gone through a lot, and, you know, he's been a good guy just even putting up with all this stuff. I mean, I don't mean to say putting up with it, but, I mean, I think he's being a good husband, you know, just being concerned and you know, letting you do what you need to do with your family and stuff. And now you're having all these second feelings. And I think it's kind of a creepy thing to do to somebody. You know, I mean, it sounds like it sounds sort of self-centered.
Do you mind asking if have you been with any guy?
I have once a long time ago.
Okay, it's okay. Okay.
Does he know that?
He does.
Oh, well then, why are you so nervous? I feel like you don't even like him.
No, I do. I love him. I think he's amazing.
Then go get your man and do him.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I think it's one of those things, like, you know when you, sort of avoid something for a while and then it just gets so built up, then it feels like you're only avoiding it because you have been for so long.
Where the drama of it becomes bigger than the actual issue.
Yeah.
But the way you get over it is you go and do it.
The SATs, and then all of a sudden it comes to the day of the SATs, and you're just like, I cannot do this.
Understood. I mean, that makes sense.
Right, but the way you get over that is you go and do it.
You can't, literally.
But yeah.
I think you also have to listen to your intuitions in some ways, too. I mean, it is because you've been avoiding it, so you're further avoiding it. But why did you start avoiding the man you just married in the first place? That's the question you have to ask yourself, because you got a long drive today.
You're going to ask yourself a lot of questions on that drive.
I think it'll be easier, though, once you're with them, and then talk about it. I think y'all avoiding each other is not that's not no way to start a marriage.
Just don't disconnect your cell phone number, because we don't know what city you'll be in, and we want to talk to you after this weekend.
Yeah, because you may change your name.
Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah, no, I won't. You know, and that's true. Probably once I see him, all those kind of things will go away. I haven't seen him. That's a big part of it, I think.
Well, you'll be fine.
Good luck
with it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you after this weekend.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So here's the email that I got yesterday. Y'all are going to think this is so ridiculous, but maybe it has some merit here. Maybe. It says, Bert, I don't have a lot of time to write because my girlfriend is in the other room. But yesterday we had a huge blowout, and I can't seem to get around this. I don't have any close girlfriends to ask, but all my boys think she's crazy. In the middle of our fight, I said something I shouldn't have. I said that she was being a bitch.
Oh, don't do that.
I said that she was being a bitch in the middle of the fight. He writes, the whole world stopped on its axis. It got quiet for a second. She took a huge breath and yelled, how dare you call me a bitch? He says, but I didn't. I said she was being a bitch. Big difference in my eyes. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the fight changed. For 30 minutes, we argued about the difference between being called a bitch as opposed to being a bitch as a permanent state. I know this is the most ridiculous email you will read on the air today, and your listeners will tear me up. But are me and my friends totally wrong? Is this a misdirection tactic? Please help from
misdirection
Brett.
Misdirection tactic.
It's just to keep the fight going.
See, I thought, you know, when he said that, it made sense to me. Like, okay, now she knows she's wrong, but she's looking for anything. And he gave her the loophole. Because isn't there a difference between being a... And
I just think you,
as a general
the first
statement,
time you hear somebody call you, if you're in a relationship and the first time you hear somebody call you that, I mean, it the world,
that would be
it
shocking.
Does stop. Yes, it would, yeah. Hold on. What'd you just say?
Yeah.
It's a, we are highly sensitive to that word.
But even if you turn it around, like if
any
she says you're
word.
A D word rather than you're being a D word, it's totally different. One is temporary and one is like this is a blanket statement.
To me, it sounds like a guy trying not to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm more curious, is this the first time he's ever cussed when they had a fight? Because I think if you're arguing about something back and forth, whatever, if you start cursing, that takes it to a whole different level. And that takes it to like a mean and hateful level.
Well, that's where he went. And he even says he shouldn't have said it. But she said, okay, now you think I'm the B word. And he says, no, I don't think you are one. I just think at this temporary state right now, you're being one.
It doesn't make a difference, Jeff?
Same. Uh-huh. I think this is a difference.
It's all the same.
I'm hoping people call up because I ain't weighing in on this. It's all you guys.
TC.
Yo, that is suicide. You cannot use the B word in any type of argument with a woman because... Oh, man, he just hung himself. Mm-hmm. There is no way to get around it.
I love that suicide.
It is. That's relationship suicide right there. Mm-hmm. But he's saying, look, I don't think you are one. I'm just saying in this temporary state that you're being one.
So do you think
it doesn't matter. I have been there. I made that mistake.
Same.
Do you think
a while
repeating
back
it over and over?
Man, her head spun around, and yeah, you cannot do that.
Yeah. He said everything stopped.
He probably, because Bert's repeating it as if the fifth time he says it, I'm like, oh, wait a second.
I see what he's saying.
I can see this guy repeating it over and over. But wait.
The fact is, it should never, ever, ever be used. It should never be used.
Never, ever. Especially in a fight.
Mm-mm. God, this is a woman you're supposed to love and be in a relationship with? Mm-mm.
God bless him.
Hey, John, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to weigh in. I love your show, by the way. You guys are awesome. I've called in before. But look, you know, if you're going to call somebody something and it's appropriate and they're acting that way, it's no different than telling your, you know, I don't know, 8-year-old, hey, you know, you're acting like a brat. Doesn't mean you say you think they're a brat, just they're acting like one. And I'm married 14 years. My wife's called me things and said, you know, you're acting like X, Y, or Z, and vice versa. I mean, if she's going to blow it all out of proportion on this guy, well, then that's her choice, and she can, you know, if the shoe fits, you know what the old saying says, if the shoe fits, well, then you might be wearing it.
So you're saying one is temporary and one is a state,
right.
One is a
absolutely.
Brand.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean that, it would be saying that, oh, because my wife said something to me or I said something to her, we don't love each other anymore. No.
So it's the difference
it's the heat of the moment, and that's that.
It's the difference between using, like, a peel-off sticker and a can of spray paint. Like, one, you're just putting it on there temporarily, and there it sits for a little while. But the other ones, but the other's just painting it on there.
I don't understand your analogy, but that's all right. Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Hey. I just want to say I think it's completely appropriate because as a woman, I can be one sometimes if provoked, but I'm not necessarily one all the time. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man. That's what I was thinking when I read this. You should never, ever, ever use it, for sure. We can all agree on that. Yeah. One is temporary.
No, I, you know what? It's like that gentleman said, the shoe fits, you know, because the same goes for men, too. They can be in, you know what I mean?
Just be prepared for the repercussions if you decide to use that.
Is there a word, though, for men that stings quite as much as that word for women?
Small penis?
I don't like, I don't like jerk.
No, not even that?
You are being a P word and not the dude's P word, and you are a P word are two totally different things.
So you still would see a difference if a woman said that to you?
Like in this, but does in that this sting given situation, like yesterday, when I had to do what I had to do yesterday.
Right.
And I got Stacey on the phone and I was complaining about it.
Right.
Without saying it, she said, you're really being a about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she made a blanket statement and said, you are such a, then it's two totally different things.
Right. I still don't see that
point I will weigh in on and agree 1,000%. Like for the guy's side of it, that makes complete sense.
She's essentially saying, don't be a wimp about this instead of you're a wimp.
Right.
Yeah. I understand the difference, but still, I don't think that word has the same bite, the same sting, the same insult, magnitude.
That's a pretty tough one for guys,
I think.
Other
one does for guys.
Hey, Denise, go ahead. This is ridiculous. What's up?
Good morning, guys. I totally agree with Bert's wife, Stacey, and the last two callers I totally disagree with, okay? My thought is, I can say that about myself, but if my husband ever said that to me, the way I figure it is this, Bert. You said that it's temporary, but even if it's temporary, he's saying she is one, whether it's for 1 minute, for 5 minutes, or for however long.
Guys just have to know you are going to escalate the argument if you use that word in any context. You just are. There's no way that she's going to understand where you're coming from when you say that word, ever.
Everything else is going to shut
down. Yeah, it will.
It's like a tunnel vision. It's tunnel hearing. It's the only thing that they're processing.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I feel like if you act like one, you need to own up to it if somebody calls you that.
Oh, wow.
Well,
and there's a difference between being in a temporary state and being in a permanent state.
Well, I'm not in a permanent state, but I can act like one.
Okay. But that doesn't make you one, right?
But if
somebody said that to you.
If I act like it and I get called out on it, then so be it.
No. You're saying it about yourself, so you're fine with it. But I guarantee if your boyfriend or husband said that to you in an argument, I'm sure you'd be like, oh, I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, it's been said to me before. I don't care. And I get called that at work, too, by people. But
is it possible that you are one?
Not all the time, but I can be one.
I can hear it in her voice.
The other thing I think this is in violation of in arguing is that he's the one deflecting it from whatever they were arguing about. You know what I'm saying? Like he's dismissing. Okay, just say let me finish here. Say they're arguing about whatever it is, and she's having this argument with him about the subject matter, and he's like, "Oh, you're just being a bitch." That completely derails whatever argument she was having. Like it dismisses anything she had to say that she had nothing of value to say. She was just being.
But isn't that the point of an argument? A point of an argument is. One person doesn't see any value in what the other person's defending.
Yeah, but he's writing her off. He's not debating with her about whatever subject matter it is. Because whatever you think about this subject doesn't matter because you're just this.
Well, I'm guessing it wasn't his first line. I'm guessing she climbed inside his ear and went.
You're just guessing that. You don't know.
He should have probably listened to the argument then.
And she's been there for 4 days making that noise.
Listen the first time.
What's up, Jennifer?
It's always been my logic that if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, acts like a duck,
then
it must be
a
duck.
Oh, God. Yeah, I agree with Jen. I mean, that word is really sensitive, but I think you bring up any curse word, we've all done it, but if the person stops and says, what did you just say to me? Then
can we at least agree that there is some wiggle room, that there is a difference, though, between an entire label and a temporary label?
It depends on, that label is so sensitive, though. I just think that, if there's a difference, but you have to understand, that's a no-fly zone.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
happens.
All right, we need you guys to email us if you're just curious about something that's going on around you. I mean, it's not like a really huge deal or anything, but it's just sort of bugging you.
Or you're just nosy. I know a married couple that doesn't have children, and I'm always wondering, like, do they not want them at all? Are they trying and won't tell anyone? Are they this and that? You know what I mean? It's none of my business.
I'm curious why they don't have kids.
I'm nosy. Why? Why not?
So Jen would email us, and then we'd get nosy for her and get answers and give her the answers that she wants.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody has these. Right?
Maybe one person in that marriage thinks that their dog is a human being.
Oh. You mean that marriage?
that could be a possibility.
So like last week we had somebody called us up and said that there was somebody in their office that kept telling them that they needed more hours for a big purchase, but they wouldn't say what the big purchase was. So Tracy called over there and got the woman to tell us it was she was just paying some dude back. She ruined his car. Mm-hmm. She wrecked his car. And that's what she was saving up for. So if you have something like that, just email us. Mary's is not nearly as complicated as that. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brit Show.
How are you today?
Good. How about you guys?
Good.
Good.
All right, so what are you just curious about?
No, I'm just curious. I don't go that way to work, so I don't see him every day. But a lot of times, it's been a year that I've been seeing him. He stands on that corner and has handwritten signs on poster boards. And it sounds like he's chastising women for the clothes that they wear. I mean, there's words like prostitute on it. And, you know, a little 8-year-old girl in the car, you know, I'm always trying to steer away from it because, you know, that's not something I want her to ask.
What specifically does the would an example sign say?
Well, one would say, how could you women let your daughters dress like prostitutes? Something like that. But there's like two or three, and at first I thought he was homeless because he's just standing out there with the poster board and he's got his bike on him, and you know, I'm not judging.
But he's not asking for cash or anything like that.
No. Mm-mm.
And is this the only protest that he does? There's not like one day it's free Iran, the next day it's you're dressing your daughters up as prostitutes, and yeah, the third day is, you know, it's just always the same thing.
It seems like every time I drive by, it's always about women in their clothing.
Okay. Is he yelling anything out at anybody?
No, and that's the weird thing. He just stands there and holds it. And I've come by like around 5 o'clock in the afternoon before, and I'll see him roll up his poster boards and get on his bike and drive away.
And are you fairly certain he's there every day?
Maybe not every day, but a lot of days. You know, I've asked around before, and people see him, but they don't really know what he's all about.
This dude is making the rounds because a whole bunch of people are calling up saying they see him all over Atlanta.
I've seen this before. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're at Phillips Arena just hanging out outside.
Is it just one person?
Sometimes there's two or three.
Hey, Evan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, yeah, I've seen the guy outside of church. It's like after Easter and down by the Braves Stadium. He's always just yelling at people not to wear, you know, sweaty clothes. And
does he carry a sign?
Yeah, he carries a sign, rides his bike everywhere.
And what does he yell at people?
Just like when people are coming in and like he tells people at church that their children are dressed like harlots and they're turning the church into a brothel.
What?
Really? Wow.
What church?
And, where did I see him? He was outside of Wade Green Road or Blade Road. There was a church.
Well, now I'm
Jeff,
curious.
You said that he joined the congregation.
Yeah. You said that he was yelling at people, but our listener, original listener, she said that he was not yelling.
Well, he was. This was on an Easter Sunday, and like we rolled down our window as we drove by just to see what's going on. He was just yelling at people pulling in that the daughters were dressed like harlots and not to let the church turn into a brothel. And
maybe he was talking to you. Were you dressed kind of slutty that day?
Were you dressed like a harlot?
Yeah, Evan.
Yeah, I was in my car. He didn't even notice me. But
okay. Wow. I wonder what he considers slutty or harlot-ish.
Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Q100.
What's a harlot?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I see that guy every single solitary day at the Ackworth City Library.
All right, Ackworth. Let's write these down. Ackworth City Library.
Yes, he will park his bike there from the time it opens, which is, I think, 9 or 9:30.
Yeah.
And I've been there many different times during the day, and I've never not seen him. He's always there, and he spends hours and hours on the computer and printing out research. I don't know what he does, and then I've seen him last 4th of July. I took my children to the fireworks at Ackworth Beach,
and he was there with his signs yelling at men walking with their daughters, fathers, how could you let your daughters dress like sluts? It was, wow. I've been trying to figure him out for the past year.
I wonder where his mission came from.
That's what we can find out. Like, I want to know the one thing he saw where he's like, okay, now I've got to take action. This is my mission right here.
Well, I think it's safe to assume he's mentally ill, right?
I don't know. He could just be deeply religious. And this is, you know, he's got a responsibility.
I wonder if he has a family and daughters himself, though. I mean, is he preaching to his own family? I don't know.
Well, I've seen, bizarre. I mean, there's a lot of times when you go to college games that there's similar, you know, kind of protesting going on, and I've seen whole families where it's that him, his wife, and his children. I remember when I was in, and I saw this in Knoxville, but I've seen it in Athens too. And when I was in Knoxville, I think I challenged the wife on protesting with them, and his family was not allowed to speak.
He was
the only one allowed to speak.
Oh, wow. Remember all the people that were outside that Kid Rock concert I was telling you guys about at the Tabernacle a couple years ago, where they were all protesting it because his album was called Rock and Roll Jesus.
Oh, that's right.
And they all were really upset about that. But they had the huge banners, like a one-story tall, you know, banners.
Wow.
This dude's getting around. Hey, Chan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
How you doing, Chan?
I'm all right. I just wanted to call and let y'all know I've seen that dude almost everywhere, like on the side of the road, just riding. You can see a sign on the back of his bike. And I've seen him from Ackworth to Marietta to downtown Kennesaw. And
wow. It's the same guy?
Same message. Yeah, same message.
Huh. He's working that northwest corner of Atlanta, the Marietta, Ackworth, Kennesaw route.
Mary, here's what we'll do. Later on today, we will send an intern up there with some recording devices. Or we will send somebody up there to get like a mobile number for him or whatever. And hopefully by tomorrow morning, we'll have some answers for you.
Okay, great.
And I'm sure he'd be willing to come on the radio because he wants to spread the word. So if everybody is, if he feels like he can cover more ground with the radio station, he'd be eager to come on to talk to us about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to organize a counter protest. Parents, why aren't you dressing your daughters like bigger whores?
Heartless R Us.
Yeah. All right, Mary, we'll see if we can get some answers for you tomorrow morning. Apparently, everybody in the area knows about the dude, so there are others that are just as curious as you are.
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, so one way or another, we either got to get this guy on tomorrow or have somebody record an interview with him later on today. Because I really want to know the one thing that he looked like. Who did he see? There must have been one girl, and what was she dressed at for him to go, this is what I got to do. This
or
is my purpose.
Something tragic could have happened to a woman in his life, and maybe he attributes it to what she was wearing at the time.
Could be. That could be his story also, but we'll find out tomorrow.
Get it. The Bird Show.